you know, it's not very often that philosophy and baseball go together, but Mr. Gil Hodges has managed to combine the two. All right, Gil.
Those bench jockeys, they can sit there all day long making one wisecrack after another and really have themselves at ball. Me, I'll just leave it to the other guys and take my fun after the game. That means grabbing a char and sitting around with a lucky. They're all cigarette, all tobacco, all the way through. I'd say Luckies are the best-tasting cigarette I ever smoked.
Yes, sir, Gil, smokers everywhere find that Luckies taste better, and for good reason. Luckies are made of fine, mild, naturally good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. So do as Gil says and light up a Luckies. You'll say it's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Thanks, Ben, and hi, everyone. Gilliam Stepson, now Kurt Barker looks in for a sign. Junior hitting 252. And so the final meeting in the Polo Grounds between the Dodgers and the Giants is underway. The first pitch is in high, ball one. The Giants have Jablonski at third, Spencer at short, O'Connell at second, and Lockman at first, with Sauer, Mays, and Mueller in the outfield. Balmy Thomas catching and Barclay pitching. The next pitch to Gilliam, curve is in for a called strike. And the count, one ball, one strike. One count on Gilliam. Reese on deck and Snyder to follow. Barclay now into the windup, and here's his pitch. Fly ball hit down the right field line, going foul and in the upper deck. So Gilliam, who has one home run on the year, hit it here. Pulls one foul to right field this time. And the count to Junior is a ball and two strikes. One and two on Gilliam. Outfield straight away against Junior. Barclay now into the windup, and down comes his pitch. High for a ball, and the count is 2-2. Junior hitting 252. Kirk Barclay, 8 wins, 7 losses, winds and fires. Ground ball to the left side. Shortstop Spencer makes his play. In time for the out. One away. Gilliam grounds out, Spencer to Lockman, one up and one down, and here's Pee Wee Reese. Reese on a real fine streak in the last 18 ball games, Pee Wee hitting a 304. Reese, who got a late start, has been doing very well during the last 18 ball games. Other games today, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh play a doubleheader. Chicago plays at Milwaukee and Cincinnati at St. Louis. In the Philadelphia-Pittsburgh game at the end of four, the Pirates lead 2-0. End of four innings. Here's Reese waiting now as Barclay goes into the windup and the first pitch down. Seeley takes a strike on the outside corner. Snyder on deck and Hodges to follow. Kurt Barclay, big right-hander, firing him in for the Giants. Here's the windup and the pitch. Curve is in for a call, strike two. Nothing in two to Reese. The Dodgers have seen Barclay 8 times, 5 in the starting role, 3 in relief. Reese swings, loops one into center field, and it's going to be in for a base hit. Healy is on with a single to center. And coming on will be Duke Snyder. Duke has 996 major league runs batted in. Needs 4 more to get that coveted 1,000. Active National League players who have knocked in more than 1,000 runs are Unusual and Ennis of the Cardinals and Gil Hodges. Only 2 players in Dodger history have knocked in more than 1,000. Zach Wheat was 1,257 and Gil Hodges, 1,042. Here's Snyder, who yesterday got his 37th home run, now has 85 runs batted in. Duke batting with one on, one out. Barclay out of a stretch. Here's the pitch to Snyder. Bounding ball to the right side and through the right field for a base hit. Reese turns second, takes the third. Mueller throw across, it's cut off. And the Dodgers have runners on at first and third. Snyder Snyder grounds a single to right field, sending Reese to third base, and up now will be Gil Hodges. Gil with 25 home runs and 91 runs batted in, hitting an even 300. Hodges in there now. Two on, one out. No score, top of the first inning. Dodgers trying to break through here against the Giants in the very first inning. Giant defense now moves around to the left in the outfield, double played up on the infield. Hodges batting, Perillo on deck, and Cimoli to follow. Barkley now checking signs with catcher Balmy Thomas. Snyder off first, Reese off third. The pitch, curve is low for a ball one. Ball one count to Hodges. And again, Barkley out of a stretch. Here's the pitch. Gill takes the curve outside. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Reese at third, Snyder at first. Back-to-back singles here with one out in the first inning. Kirk Barkley checking signs again. Here's the pitch to Hodges. Low again, ball three. And it's 3-0 now on Gill. Three balls, no strikes. Hodges waits. Barkley eyes the runners. Delivers. And fires in for a strike. 3-1. Hodges taking. Now looks out to third. Herman looking to the bench. Goes through his signs now, and Hodges walks back in. So we'll see if Gill's going to get the swing away. If Snyder's going to run, just what's going to be on here. 3-1 count with one out. Snyder off first, Reese off third. Here's the look, and the pitch is taken for a strike, and the count is 3-2 now on Hodges. And again, the look now to Billy Herman at third. See where the Snyder's going to be going. 3-2 to Gill. We have activity in the Giant bullpen in right field. Raymond Monzand warming up. 3-2, Snyder off first, and he goes. Pitches high, ball four, and Hodges is on to load him up. Walk number one given up by Barkley fills up the bases. Down to second, Snyder. Down to first, Hodges on the walk, holding the third is Pee-wee Reese, and here's Carl Perillo. Carl hitting 305, now his top man on the Dodgers in batting. Has 12 home runs, 60 runs batted in, and since August the 1st, is at 438. Boy, that's really moving up ball. And against the Giants for the year, he's hitting 392. 10 hits in his last 14 at bats. So Perillo at bat now with three on. And Barkley into the wind up. Here's his pitch. Carl takes a curve for a strike one. 0-1. Gino Cimoli on deck and Charlie Neal to follow. Playing in the first inning at the Polo Grounds, the Dodgers and the Giants, no score. Reese, Snyder, Hodges on base. Barkley working here to Perillo. Here's the windup and pitch. Carl leans away and the ball hits his bat and rolls off foul. Strike two. Carl getting an unintentional foul ball. Strike count. 0-2 on him. Kirk Barkley checking signs now. Runners on every base. One out, no score, first inning. Barkley going out of a full windup. Here's the pitch to Perillo. High for a ball, and the count is 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Runners move off now. Barkley winds. Here's the pitch. Curve is called strike three. Wheeler is out on strike. So Kerfoot has the inside corner. Strikeout number one for Barkley. Two outs now, and the batter will be Gino Cimoli. Gino's been in a bit of a slump after hitting over the 300 mark all year. The last week or so, Gino's tailed off now to 293. 10 home runs, 55 runs batted in for the Dodger left fielder, Gino Cimoli. Barkley now trying to get out of a jam. Base is still loaded, two outs. Giant infield drops back to play normal against Cimoli. Barkley under the windup, and here's his pitch. Gino swings and tops one, fouls it off at the third baseline, strike one. Billy Herman out to make a play on the foul. Strike one to Cimoli. In the inning, with one out, Reese and Snyder singled, and Hodges walked to load them up. And Perillo called out on strike. Barkley now pitching to Cimoli. 0-1 count. Here's Barkley into the windup, and he's pitched. Ground ball cut out towards second. O'Connell makes his play to first in time for the outside retire. So Barkley gets out of a first inning jam by getting Perillo on strikes and Cimoli on a ground ball to second. For the Dodgers in the first inning, no runs, two hits, no errors, and three men left on.
Well, in just about the time it takes to light up a Lucky, Happy Joe Lucky will come your way with some mighty interesting clubhouse chatter. But right now, he's going to stretch you out and light up the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Lucky Strike. Mm-hmm. Does that cigarette taste good? How come? Well, the Lucky's an honest-to-goodness cigarette. Nothing but fine tobacco. Naturally mild tobacco that's good-tasting to begin with. And then it's toasted to taste even better.
Don Drysdale, 14-8, and a 3-2 record against the Giants this year. Last time he pitched against them, had a 10-0 shutout at Ebbets Field. In fact, in his last two ball games, Don has allowed just three runs. He got beat by Philadelphia 3-2 in 12 innings at Jersey City. He had them shut out into the ninth inning with two outs. Pitch to O'Connell is zipped in for a call, strike one. Don Drysdale firing him in. Earned run average is 2.76. Drysdale ready again, winds and fires. Liner hit off Lisa's glove down the left field line. Here's O'Connell around first, digs for second. Now Cimoli retrieves, and O'Connell is down with a stand-up double. A line drive that Reese leaped for couldn't hold. The ball tipped off his fingertips and rolled to the left field corner. So Danny O'Connell is on with a double, and up now will be Don Mueller. Mueller coming on, Mays on deck, and Jablonski to follow. Mueller hitting 261. Drysdale checks the sign now. Goes out of a stretch, pitching to Mueller. And down it comes. Curveball into the knees, and it's ball one. One on, none out. First inning, no score. The Dodgers had a golden opportunity. But Barkley worked out of that tight spot. 1-0 count to Mueller. Drysdale delivers. Sidearm, a swing of a high fly ball to center field. Snyder back one step in, two or three. Wait, he's got it. And fires toward third. O'Connell holds second. Mueller skies to Snyder. Here's Willie Mays coming on. Willie hitting 333, has 32 home runs and 92 runs batted in. Willie is second in the National League Batting Derby behind Musial. Musial hitting 340. All right, Mays at bat. On second, Jablonski, one out. Drysdale ready. Out of a stretch now, delivers to Willie. Curveball is outside. Mays around as if to bunt that time, maybe just taking. And the count is ball one. Bill Rigney still operating in the third base coaching box for the Giants. Davey Williams still out. A little under the weather. Tommy Henrick at first. Ball one count to Mays. Here's the pitch. Curve outside for ball two, and it's 2-0 now to Willie. Jablonski on deck and Sauer to follow. Last half of the first inning. One out, one on, no score. Giants and the Dodgers winding up their 1957 activities. Here's the look, the 2-0 pitch. Fly ball to center field. Strider going back for this one now, circling around. Duke is there. Runner tagged, and here's the catch. The throw comes back to Gilliam. And now Gilliam, instructed by Neal to go to second base, steps on the bag, but the umpire there says no, but O'Connell left in time, tagging up and going to third. So there are two out. Mays skies to center, and after the catch, O'Connell goes into third base. Here's Jablonski coming on now with O'Connell at third base, two out. Jablonski hitting .292. Drysdale's offering is curved over for a called strike. Drysdale ready again, delivers. A half swing for a strike two on Jablonski. 0-2 count. Don takes his sign now from Walker. Wind up, and here's the pitch. Curveball, a little outside. Ball one. 1-2. On third, Danny O'Connell. Playing in the first inning, two outs and one man on, no score. Drysdale checks up again, goes into the windup, and here's his pitch. Bouncer down the third baseline, foul, fielded by Rigney in the third base coaching line. And the skipper throws it out. One ball, two strikes on Jablonski. Drysdale delivers. Ground ball to third. Nice stop by Reese near the line. The long throw is in time. A fine play by Pee Wee Reese. Hard hit ball right down the line, just a foot inside all the way, and Reese went back deep on the line, came up with a strong throw to Hodges in time to get Jablonski and retire the side. So it's no runs on one hit, no errors, and one man left on. And the end of one inning of play, the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the New York Giants nothing.
Well, here are you baseball experts. We've got another Lucky Strike baseball quiz for you. But first, a moment to relax and light up a better-tasting Lucky Strike. Yes, sir. Lucky Strike is a genuine cigarette. All fine tobacco. Naturally mild, good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. Have you tried a Lucky lately? You'll say it's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Okay, now here's our Lucky Strike baseball quiz. You got your thinking caps on? Well, here's the question. What is the modern Major League record for the most consecutive home runs by a player in a game? Most consecutive home runs by a player in a game. Thinking real hard? Well, if you haven't got it now, you're going to have to give up. In 1932, Lou Gehrig of the Yankees hit four consecutive home runs for the modern Major League record. 1932, Lou Gehrig of the Yanks hit four consecutive home runs for the modern Major League record.
How's the supply of Schaefer? You got plenty on ice? You got some more in the cupboard? Or when that beer on ice disappears? Well, you better make sure there's plenty, and then maybe get an extra six-pack or two anyway. Because one thing's a sure sunrise. If there's Schaefer beer in your house, it's bound to disappear at a regular rate. Sure, once a guy discovers the wonderful flavor of Schaefer, the way his taste buds perk up at the taste of it, and the way his eyes tell him that he's in for real enjoyment just at the sight of it, well, that's all. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it disappears. So you'd better get some Schaefer today. It's real beer.
It'll be Charlie Neal starting it off. Charlie hitting .275. It's just basically in 10 straight games. Charlie has 10 home runs and 53 runs batted in. He got robbed a couple of times yesterday by right fielder Don Mueller. Sent Don way back for one, and then on the other play, Mueller speared a low-line drive. It's right off the grass against Neal. All right, Barkley looks in for a sign. Neal waiting. Walker on deck, and Drysdale to follow. Here's the pitch. Bounder hit wide at third, and a deep shortstop. Spencer has the ball roll up his arm and out of his hand. Neal is on. Error on Darryl Spencer. Jablonski cut over to his left side to make the play on the ball, couldn't reach it, and Spencer then in the hole had the ball get away from him. Here's Rube Walker coming on, Rube hitting 192. Charlie Neal at first base. Nobody out here in the top of the second. First error of the ball game, charged to Darryl Spencer. On deck, Don Drysdale. Barkley now out of a stretch. Eyes Neal. And here's the pitch to Walker. Downing ball out toward O'Connell. Flips to Spencer, one, back to first base. Double play, and there are two outs. And for the double play, we'll send along 1,000 Luckies to our Veterans Hospital, Cropsey and 7th Avenue, Brooklyn. We have a quota of 20,000 going along to the boys out there. So here's the first 1,000 on the Giants double play. Don Drysdale coming on. Don hitting 129, has 8 for 62. Two home runs, 6 runs batted in. Two outs, nobody on, no score, top of the second. Jim Gilliam on deck, and Pee Wee Reese to follow. Barclay's first pitch is outside, ball one. Don Drysdale, big, tall right-hander, wearing number 53. Curveball is too high, ball two. Don had to lean under that one. Two balls, no strikes, two outs, none on. Barkley ready again. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball three. And the count now, 3-0 on Don. Barkley ready again, delivers. And it's in for the strike. 3-1. One count. Barkley delivers to Don, swung on and fouled away on the ground. Count full now, 3-2. No score. Dodgers batting in the second inning. The Dodgers have taken the first two games of the series. Barkley ready again. Here's the pitch. Bouncer foul past third. Count 3-2. Barkley winds, and here it comes. Down low, and Drysdale is on with a walk. Second base on balls given up by Barkley today. And coming on now is Jim Gilliam. Junior grounded out to short his first time up. Batting average is .252. Gilliam at bat, Reese on deck. The Dodgers have two outs and one on. Drysdale drawing a walk. All right, Gilliam in. Barkley out of a stretch now with the runner at first base. There's a swing and a drive to right field. This one's tagged. She's gone. In there, home run. It's the railing of the upper deck, bounced back into the field, and Gilliam gets his second home run, and the Dodgers lead 2-0. Gilliam's second home run of the year has been, that's his second here, two this year, and his last five home runs of his career have been hit here. So Gilliam, a Polo Grounds home run hitter. Smacks one here to give the Dodgers a two-run lead. That was a line drive at the upper deck. Bounced back down to Don Mueller. Well tagged. Here's Reese at bat now. Reese, first time, single to center. Barkley delivers to Pee Wee. And the pitch is taken high, ball one. Barkley ready again. And the curveball is in for a called strike, 1-1. So with two outs, Drysdale walked, and Gilliam banged a home run to right field. Barkley's pitch, curved on the corner for a called strike, and it's 1-2 to Reese. One ball, two strikes, two outs, two runs in. Barkley delivers to Reese. Fly ball hits the right field. Mueller coming on. He's there now and makes the grab for the out to retire the side. So in the second for the Dodgers, two runs on one hit, one error, and none left on. And at the end of an inning and a half of play, the score, Brooklyn 2 and the Giants nothing.
You know, after nine innings of hustling out there on the ball field, a player kind of likes to sit back a while and relax. Well, I guess you'd go for some of the same after you've been working at the job or around the house, huh? Well, let me tell you, to really enjoy relaxing, you put a cool glass of Schaefer beer in your hand. Talk about pleasure, man, that's it. A glass of golden amber Schaefer, tall and cool, topped off with a snowy white crown of foam. Why, it even looks relaxing. And when it comes to flavor, Schaefer's got it. The wonderful light and dusty flavor you want, but don't always find. You see, Schaefer is brewed only of rich barley malt, tangy hops, and other fine natural ingredients. So next time you're in the mood for some really enjoyable relaxing, do it with Schaefer beer. It's real beer.
You know, no matter which way the hour hand on your watch is pointing, you can always be sure of one thing. It's light-up time. That ever-so-welcome moment when you reach for a Lucky and strike a match. Boy, there's just nothing like a Lucky and the deep-down smoking enjoyment of this genuine cigarette. A Lucky is all cigarette, all fine tobacco. Mild, naturally good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. So light up a Lucky right now. You'll say it's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Swung on a drive, hit foul down the left field line in the lower stand. And a strike one count to Hank. Batting average 260, 24 home runs, and 70 runs batted in. Drysdale delivers again. Bouncer hit down the third baseline just inside the line. Reese's play is in time for the out. One away. Darryl Spencer coming on. Darryl hitting 261. 11 home runs and 49 runs batted in. Darryl Spencer stepping in. Lucky Strike, happy to send you play-by-play today from the Polo Grounds, the final meeting between the two clubs this year. Here's Drysdale's offering. Fastball is zipped in for a call strike. The Dodgers go on the road Tuesday and Wednesday to Chicago, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Milwaukee. There's a bouncer hit past the mound. Neal makes the play near second. And a high throw pulls Hodges off, but his tag is in time to get Spencer. Nice play by Gil Hodges. Neal's throw pulls Gil off down the line, and he puts the tag on Spencer coming by. So there are two outs now. Here's Whitey Lockman at bat. Whitey hitting 252. Drysdale ready. Here's the pitch. Fastball is over for a called strike. On the Dodgers' next Western trip, we'll send back to you six games on television, including the entire Milwaukee series, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Slow curve misses outside, and the count is 1-1. One pitch. Lockman takes it low for a ball, and the count is 2-1. So Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, games on TV from Milwaukee, as well as on WMGM and the Dodger Radio Network. Here's a pop foul hit out of play, and the count to Lockman, 2-2. Air times for the night games on TV will be at 8:55, and on Saturday afternoon, 2:25, all on Channel 9. 2-2, Lockman waiting. Drysdale checks the sign. The windup, and here's the pitch. Outside for ball, got away from Walker, all the way back to the wire. 3-2 to Lockman. Should Lockman get on, Balmy Thomas do next. The windup and the 3-2 pitch. Lockman swings and fouls it back up from the wire. Two outs, nobody on. The Dodgers lead 2-0 playing in the last half of the second. 3 and 2. Batter, Whitey Lockman. Drysdale checks signs again. Here's the windup in the pitch. Up foul off to the left. This will be in the stands right here to our left. And the count holds 3 and 2 on Lockman. Drysdale delivers again. Lockman takes call, strike 3. Good curve on the outside corner, and Whitey is called out on strike. So the Giants go down in order in the second inning. 3 up and 3 down. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. And at the end of 2 innings of play, it's Brooklyn 2 and the New York Giants nothing.
Well, have you seen the 1957 edition of the Dodger Yearbook? It's a dandy. 48 pages of anecdotes, stories, pictures, and records of the Dodgers, and that terrific Willard Mullen cartoon on the cover. And have you seen the brand new Schaefer Lucky Strike Baseball Guide and Record Book? Man, is just crammed full of information. All-time records, complete rosters of all the major league teams, diagrams of the ballparks, a radio TV directory for every club, a fine piece on Pee Wee Reese and also Emmett Kelly. Boy, this is some book. Well, listen to this. Both these fine books can be yours for only 50 cents. That's what I said. Both the 1957 Dodger Yearbook and the brand new Schaefer Lucky Strike Baseball Guide and Record Book can be yours for just half a dollar. Now, here's how to get yours. Send 50 cents along with your name and address to Dodger Baseball Books, Box 119, Brooklyn, New York. That's Dodger Baseball Books, Box 119, Brooklyn, New York. Yes, sir, the biggest bargain of the year and the finest in the baseball reading league. It's a fine gift for that youngster of yours, too. And remember, this offer is being made for a limited time only. So order yours today.
This single is first time up, hitting 286. Snyder, Bat Hodges on deck and Brill to follow. The Dodgers lead 2-0. And Kurt Barkley now set to do the work. Here's the windup in the pitch. Snyder takes a curve for a strike at the knees on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. The Dodgers 2 and the Giants nothing. The Dodgers won the first two games of the series, trying to make it a clean sweep here against the Giants at the Polo Ground. There's a bounder hit one hop right back to the mound. Barkley's play is in time, and it's one out. Gil Hodges coming on now. Gil walked his first time. Well, the Giants might have put the quietus on the Dodgers' pennant hope in the series when the Dodgers got back off the last Western trip. The Dodgers, you'll recall, came home in about 2.5 or 3 games behind and won the first game from the Giants, who then went on to win the next 3. The turning point came when Hank Starr hit a ninth inning home run at Jersey City. Barkley's pitch to Hodges is over for a strike. Well, that slowed the Dodger attack down, and about that time, Milwaukee got a 10-game winning streak going. The point is that now, with the Dodgers well off the pace, the Giants had an eye on the first division. But now the Dodgers have come back, and it's turnabout fair play. The Dodgers trying to slap the Giants down and keep them from attaining their goal, which was a number 4 spot. So a 3-game sweep by the Dodgers would certainly slow down the Giant drive toward the first division here. Tailing the season. Hodges swings a ground ball wide of third, one-handed by Jablonski. Nice play in time, and it's 2 out. Carl Ferrillo coming on. Carl struck out his first time. So no matter what's on the line, these two ball clubs, the Giants and the Dodgers, down through the years have certainly been battling back and forth. And this year, both seem to take delight in knocking out the ambitions of the other. And they've both done that. Not up to this point. Ferrillo at bat. Carl hitting 304. Barkley delivers. Fly ball hit down the left field line, and it'll be foul and up on the roof. At the edge of the roof and bounces back down. Strike 1 to Ferrillo. Top of the third. The Dodgers lead 2-0. Kurt Barkley checking his sign. Here's the pitch. Carl takes it low for a ball, and the count 1-1. Two outs here in the third, nobody on. Kurt Barclay into the windup. Here's his pitch. Carl takes the strike, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Barillo at bat with Simoli on deck. Barclay ready, the 1-2 pitch. High for ball, and the count is 2-2. Barclay checking signs into the windup. Here it comes. Outside, ball three. 3-2. The windup and the 3-2 pitch. Carl swings, and it's a base up to left field. So Ferrello still firing away, drills one between third and short to left field. Hit number four for the Dodgers. And for Ferrello, that's 11 out of 15. 16. Simoli at bat, grounded out his first time. Geno hitting 292. Barclay's first pitch finds the outside corner. Strike one on Geno. Two outs, runner on at first base, Perillo with a single to left field. Kurt Barclay checking the sign now. Perillo moves off. Here's the pitch to Simoli. A one hopper that skips right by Darryl Spencer into left center field. Perillo turns and holds now as Mays retrieves and fires it back in. That ball slips right on by Darryl Spencer and bounced on through the left center field. Base hit for Simoli, hit number one for him, and for the Dodgers, their fifth base hit. Perillo on second and Simoli on first. Charlie Neal coming on, was on an error his first time up. Neal hitting 274. So with two outs, back-to-back singles by Ferrero and Simoli give the Dodgers a chance. Charlie Neal stepping in there. Barclay out of a stretch. Here's the pitch. Neal swings and lines one right to Jablonski at third, and the inning is over. Line drive to the third baseman. So that's all in the third inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left on. So at the end of 2.5 innings of play, the score, the Dodgers 2 and the Giants nothing.
For real, real enjoyment,
hello.
Get Schaefer, Schaefer beer.
Mm.
For real, real enjoyment, ask for Schaefer.
It's real beer.
For real, real refreshment,
say it.
Get Schaefer, Schaefer beer.
Yeah.
For real, real refreshment, ask for Schaefer.
It's real beer. That's a real trumpet. Real beer.
For real, real enjoyment, get Schaefer, Schaefer beer.
Mm.
For real, real enjoyment, ask for Schaefer.
It's real beer.
Thomas up for his first at bat, hitting 262, six home runs, 30 runs batted in. Don Drysdale, all set to work here in the third. Here's the windup in the fifth. Fastball side in, outside, and it's ball one. Don coming sidearm that time down to Thomas. Drysdale ready again. Here's the pitch. Over for a strike, and the count is 1-1. One ball, one strike to Thomas. Kurt Barclay on deck with Danny O'Connell to follow. Drysdale ready, delivers. Curveball is swung on and missed for a strike. Change up curve that time, and Drysdale fired that one sidearm also. 1-2. The Dodgers 2 and the Giants nothing. The Dodger runs came on a walk to Drysdale and a home run by Gilliam. The 1-2 pitch is a little low for a ball, and the count is even 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Balmy Thomas. Two and two. Drysdale ready again. Here's the pitch. He struck him out, a swing and a miss on a sweeping curveball. For Drysdale, strikeout number two. And coming on will be Kirk Barclay. The Dodger pitching staff leads the majors in strikeouts now with 806 and needs only 11 more to equal the National League record of 817 set by the 1953 Dodgers staff. The Major League record is 896 by the 1946 Detroit Tigers. But the Dodgers almost a cinch to break the National League record, which the 1953 Brooklyn club holds. Here's the pitch to Barclay. Fly ball down the right field line, hooking now and going foul. Upstairs, way up on the edge of the roof. Barclay had the distance, but he was fouled by about 10 feet. So Drysdale ready to go again. Barclay batting left-handed. Strike one count. Don ready, delivers. Fly ball, punch to the left side. It'll be in the stands, out of play. One, two on Barclay. One out, none on. Dodgers lead 2-0, last half of the third inning. Don Drysdale checks his time. Here's the pitch. A little bit outside for ball, and the count is 1-2. Barclay has a straightaway stance, widespread. Big boy with pretty good power. He's had 10 hits this year. Punches one wide of third. In comes Reese Fast. His play is just in time. Fine play by Reese. Barclay tried to hold his swing. The ball hit off the bat and rolled on the third base side of the mound, and Reese had to come to the inner grass and make the play, and his throw was in time to get Barclay for out number two. Here's the leadoff batter. Danny O'Connell has the only hit allowed by Drysdale. Hit a line drive off Pee Wee's glove for a double in the first inning. Here's the pitch to him. Fastball is in for a strike. 0-1, two outs. Dodgers lead 2-0, last half of the third. Don Drysdale checking time. Next pitch. Curve is outside for a ball, and the count is even 1-1. One ball, one strike to Danny O'Connell. Drysdale delivers again. Changeup curve is inside for ball two. 2-1. Lucky strike puffing it to you this afternoon from the Polo Grounds, the Dodgers and the Giants. There's a foul ball ripped off to the right. It'll be down in the upper deck. 2-2 count on Danny O'Connell. Two outs, none on. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball three. Full count now, 3-2. Drysdale took a little off the fastball that time and missed the strike zone. 3-2 count. O'Connell waiting. Drysdale delivers. Inside, ball four. He walked him. Walk number one given up by Drysdale, and it brings on Don Mueller. Don, hitting 260, has six home runs, 38 runs batted in. Last half of the third. Two outs, one on. Drysdale's pitch. Fastball down low, ball one. One ball, no strike. Drysdale again now. Delivers. Mueller takes outside for ball. 2-0. The only base runner for the Giants today has been Danny O'Connell. He doubled in the first and walked here in the third. Dealer waiting, 2-0 count. Drysdale out of a stretch. Here's the pitch. A drive to right field. Ferrillo comes on and makes the grab for the out. Line drive. Straight away to Ferrillo in right field. Well, that's all in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on. And at the end of three innings of play, the score is Brooklyn 2 and New York nothing.
Well, say, friends, when does a batter call a pitcher an iron Mike? Well, I'm sure you got the idea on that one, of course. It's when the pitcher is having an off day, when he's easier to hit than Iron Mike, the pitching machine. But you know, after the ball game, both pitcher and batter have the same name for genuine smoking enjoyment, for a genuine cigarette. And that, of course, is Lucky Strike. And why Lucky's? Well, here's why. A Lucky is all cigarettes, all fine tobacco. Mild, naturally good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. Have you tried a Lucky lately? You'll say it's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
You know, after nine innings of hustling out there on the ball field, a player kind of likes to sit back a while and relax. Well, I guess you'd go for some of the same after you've been working at the job or around the house, huh? Well, let me tell you, to really enjoy relaxing, you put a cool glass of Schaefer beer in your hand. Talk about pleasure, man, that's it. A glass of golden amber Schaefer, tall and cool, topped off with a snowy white crown of foam. Why, it even looks relaxing. And when it comes to flavor, Schaefer's got it. The wonderful light and dusty flavor you want but don't always find. You see, Schaefer is brewed only of rich barley malt, tangy hops, and other fine natural ingredients. So next time you're in the mood for some really enjoyable relaxing, do it with Schaefer beer. It's real beer.
Rube Walker coming on, wrapped into double play, first time up. Rube batting left against the right-hander, Kirk Barkley. Drysdale on deck and Gilliam to follow. The windup in the pitch to Walker is outside, ball one. Rube has 2 home runs this year, 21 runs batted in. Barkley ready again, the 1-0 pitch. Bounced wide to first. Lachlan backs up for the hop, now makes the run for the bag and wins it for the out. One away. Walker out. Lachlan unassisted. Due up now, Don Drysdale, who first time drew a walk and came around to score as Gilliam hit a home run. The Dodgers 2, the Giants nothing, top of the fourth inning. On the year, the Dodgers have won 12 and the Giants 9 of their 21 games. All right, Drysdale moving in. Here's Barkley into the windup and his pitch. Curve outside, ball one. Off day tomorrow, and then Tuesday and Wednesday, the Dodgers play the Chicago Cubs in Chicago. A swing and a miss. And it is strike one, ball one to Drysdale. The final Western swing begins Tuesday. Chicago, Milwaukee, Cincinnati, and St. Louis in that order. One count. Barkley delivers. Drysdale swings and fouls it off. Strike two, ball one. Top of the fourth. The Dodgers 2 runs came in the second. With 2 out, Drysdale walked and Gilliam hit a home run. Don Drysdale waiting, Barkley ready, the 1-2 pitch. Up high for ball, 2-2 on Drysdale. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Change up, swung on, and one hop to third. Jablonski's long throw in time, and it's 2 away. Drysdale bounces out, third to first. Up now will be Gilliam. Junior grounded out into the home run. Hit a line drive to the upper deck facing the first time. The second time up, and it drove in Drysdale ahead of him. So here's Gilliam. 2 outs in the fourth. The Dodgers have 2, and the Giants nothing. Kurt Barkley checking signs. Here's the pitch to Junior. Up high, ball one. The windup and next pitch. Line inside, and Gilliam falls away, and the ball kicks his bat and goes bouncing up into the wire. Gilliam hit the dirt and didn't get the bat out of there, and the ball hit the bat and was fouling away. And Gilliam went right down in the dirt trying to get out of there. Count as a ball and a strike. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Gilliam ran up the bat, let it go by, and the count is 2-1. So Junior might not be too happy about having to hit the dirt a minute ago. He was set to bunt on the next pitch. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Outside, our second caught a corner, and it's ball 2-2. Even up now on Gilliam. 2-2 count. Barkley delivers. A bouncer hit back to the mound. Barkley drops it, now retrieves, throws the first in time for the out to retire the side. Gilliam was really going down that line. So the side retired in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. And at the end of 3.5 innings of play, the score, the Dodgers 2 and the Giants nothing.
Well, in just about the time it takes to light up a Lucky, Happy Joe Lucky will come your way with some mighty interesting clubhouse chatter. But right now, he's going to stretch out and light up the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Lucky Strike. Mm-hmm. Does that cigarette taste good? How come? Well, a Lucky's an honest-to-goodness cigarette. Nothing but fine tobacco. Naturally mild tobacco that's good-tasting to begin with. And then it's toasted to taste even better.
It's light up time. Be happy, go lucky. It's light up time. For the taste that you like, light up a Lucky Strike. You'll say it's the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Last of the fourth inning, 2-0 Brooklyn. Mr. Drysdale, meet Mr. Mays. Here's Jerry.
All right, Drysdale's first pitch is low and away. Ball one to Willie. Mays slide to center first time. He's hitting .332. Fourth inning, the Dodgers lead the Giants 2-0. Here's Drysdale's delivery. Mays swings a ground ball wide of third in for a base hit. Reese made a dive at the ball, fell flat. Mays with a turn is on at first base with a single grounded through the hole to left field. Hit number two off Drysdale. And up now will be Ray Jablonski. Jabbo grounded out to third his first time up. Peewee getting up now brushes himself off. He took a headlong dive for that ball, trying to spear it. All right, Jablonski waits. And the pitch is outside. Throw to first base. Mays gets back. On first. He swiped 36 bases. The fans here want him to go. Oh, we'll wait and see. Drysdale out of a stretch. Here's the pitch. Inside the ball and the count 2-0 on Jablonski. Jabbo hitting .291. Drysdale out of a stretch again, looking to Mays. Throws to first base, and Willie gets back. Now again, Drysdale ready. The pitch on the corner for a call strike, and it's 2-1 now on Jablonski. Bottom of the fourth inning, the Dodgers lead 2-0. They picked up a pair in the second on a walk to Drysdale, a home run by Gilliam. Now the stretch, and again a throw to first, and Mays just gets back. Boy, that was a fine throw by Drysdale on the inside corner of the bag, and Hodges put the tag right on Mays' leg. and almost had him. 2-1 pitch. Fly ball to right field. Perillo sliding over for it. This one's going to be off the wall. Gets by Perillo. Here's Mays to second. Heading for third. Perillo retrieves. Jablonski headed for third. And in the score is Mays. And Jablonski winds up at third base with a triple. Fly ball hit the right field near the wall, and Perillo thought he had a play on the ball, and the ball hit just off the wall and bounced behind him. And before Carl could retrieve, Mays had scored, and Jablonski pulled in the third with a free bagger. Carl came within just a foot or two of making a catch on the ball, but it hit the wall away from him and bounced behind him. Here's Hank Sauer at bat, and the pitch is high and inside. Gets away from Walker. Jablonski comes down the line but goes back now as Walker retrieves and throws to the plate. Sauer backed away from a high inside one. 2-1 ball game as Jablonski tripled to score Mays here in the last of the fourth inning. Hank Sauer at bat. The Dodger infield playing back, they'll give up the run to get the out. Here's the pitch. Sauer takes it for a strike, and the count is 1-1. Jablonski on third. Nobody out here in the fourth inning. Outfield, infield, around to the left to play Sauer to pull. The windup in the 1-1 pitch. Fly ball to left field. Tag. This one is in there for a home run. The ball hit the overhang of the upper deck and falls back on the field. A home run by Sauer, and the Giants lead 3-2. Sauer's 25th of the year, a line drive that hit the scoreboard in left field, and the overhang of the upper deck, and fell back, home run. Here's Darryl Spencer at bat, and Drysdale into the windup. Here's his pitch. Low and outside, ball one. In the inning, Mays singled, Jablonski hit a triple to right field, and Sauer hit the home run. The Giants come bouncing back to take the lead here in the fourth inning. Drysdale six, inside for ball two on Spencer. Now manager Walt Austin coming out to have a talk to Drysdale. He has Jackie Scollum and Don Busson in the bullpen. And Austin coming out now to see about Don. Don was sailing along in fine style here in three innings. The Giants had had a double by O'Connell and a walk to O'Connell, and that was all. The Dodgers left 2-0, but here in the fourth, Mays led off with a single to left field, Jablonski tripled to right, and Sauer hit a home run, and now the count to Spencer goes 2-0, and manager Walt Austin wants to talk to Drysdale about it. 3-2, the Giants out in front, and he's going to leave him in. Drysdale will stay in. Don gets mad at himself. That's one thing about him. He's been a fine young pitcher, but he has a tendency just to get a little mad if he starts making mistakes. So manager Walt Austin out there trying to quiet him down and tell him to regain his poise and go on and forget about it. A swing and a miss as he fired a fastball in there to Spencer. Two balls, one strike. 2-1 count. Drysdale winds, delivers. Ground ball to third. Reese scoops it out. Makes his play to first base in time, and it's one away. Spencer grounding out, third to first. Coming on now is Whitey Lockman. Whitey struck out his first time up, hitting 251. One away, three runs in. Giants batting in the last of the fourth. They lead now 3-2. Drysdale's delivery. Low and inside, ball one. Don takes the sign again. Here's the pitch. High fly ball to right field. Polo sliding over into right center. He's there now waiting and makes the grab for the out. Lockman skies out, two away, and the batter will be Valmy Thomas. Thomas went down swinging his first time up as hitting 261. Drysdale's pitch is in for a strike on Thomas. The 0-1 pitch. High for a ball in the count 1-1. Valmy Thomas, right-hand batter, hitting 261. Drysdale winds and delivers. The curve is low and inside for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Now Drysdale ready again. High bounder hit off the plate, wide of third. Reese comes over, makes a nice play. Got him out. Fine play by Reese. One of those high choppers hit down on home plate, bounced high in the air to the left of the mound, and Reese came over and caught the ball on the fly after it hit the ground and made his play to first base in time. So he got Thomas, and the side retired. Three runs, three hits. No errors and none left on. And so at the end of four, the score, New York Giants 3 and the Dodgers have 2.
Say, what's the plan for tonight? Quiet supper and chance to get together with the family, maybe? Well, listen. After the kids are tucked away in bed, when you relax with a paper or your favorite TV show, get together with Schaefer. Sure. You and your husband or wife have yourselves a couple of cans of America's oldest lager beer. You'll find there's a golden gleam to Schaefer beer, bright as a sunny smile, a cool, clean aroma, kind of like springtime. It's a happy flavor that goes with your good times together. And it's yours in a jiffy with Schaefer. Why, in the twinkling of a can opener, you can see the golden brew tumble into your glass and smell that fresh bouquet. Do it tonight for real enjoyment. Get together with Schaefer. It's real beer.
Thank you, Jerry. Hi, everybody. Reese, Snyder, and Hodges facing third Barkley, 3-2 New York. Pee-wee with a base hit, and he flied out to right. 1-for-2, batting 231. Barkley ready and delivers and misses with his pitch, low and away. Ball one. Dodger fans here beginning some hand clapping now, hoping the Dodgers can get something started. Barkley staring in. Now the right hand is ready, and the 1-0 pitch to Pee-wee bends him back and chases him out of there. Ball two. 2-0. I don't know how you feel about it at the other end of these microphones, whether you're sitting at home or driving a car or on the beach or anywhere, but I know sitting here watching the Giants and Dodgers apparently playing for the last time at the Polo Grounds, you want them to take their time. 2-0 pitch is low. Ball three. You just feel like saying, now don't run off the field so fast, fellas. Let's take it easy. We want to take one good, long, lingering look at both of you. Barkley ready, and a 3-0 pitch to Reese, and Pee-wee takes his strike, 3-1. And the way the players have been reacting through four innings, it's as if they each want to take one parting shot at the other. Raise a good welt to look at during the wintertime. Barkley ready, and the 3-1 pitch, and Pee-wee backs away, and it's in there. Strike two. Yes, the Giants and the Dodgers, baseball's greatest rivalry, being played for perhaps the last time at the Polo Grounds. And it doesn't make you feel very good. The 3-2 pitch to Pee-wee, cut on and lined into right field. It's a base hit. Mueller gets it on a bounce and fires back into O'Connell. So Pee-wee is 2-for-3, hit number 6 off Barkley. Ray Monzant throwing hurriedly now in the Giant bullpen. Duke Snyder, single to right and hit back to the box, batting 285. Barkley ready, checking Reese and delivers, and Snyder takes outside. Valmy Thomas turning his body, ready to fire a throw, but Pee-wee staying at the bag. Ball one. The crowd seems to have captured that feeling, too, that this will be the last time. They're ready to let out a holler of just about anything. Barkley delivers 1-0, and Snyder swings a bouncer to the mound. Barkley turns and goes to Spencer for one. Back to first, a double play.
one thing about Barkley on that play. He was in no hurry at all. He almost took a casual turn towards second. Took an easy throw to Spencer and then the throw to first. So quickly, two outs. The second double play turned in by the Giants today. The batter, Gil Hodges, walked and bounced out, batting 300. On deck, Carl Perillo. Barkley checks with Valmy Thomas. Now the right-handed delivers, and Hodges takes a slow curve in for the strike, on one. Two out, fifth inning. Giants 3, Brooklyn 2. Barkley winds, and the strike one pitch to Hodges. Lazy curve, and that just low. One ball, one strike. Giants 3 runs on 4 hits. The Dodgers 2 runs on 6 hits. Barkley ready. The 1-1 pitch to Hodges. Taken outside. Backhanded by Valmy Thomas. Ball 2. 2-1. Barkley to his windup. Now the 2-1 pitch to Hodges. Cut on is a high pop fly to the right side. Whitey Lockman's all alone, staying on the skin part of the infield and makes the play. So after a leadoff single by Reese, Snyder hits into a double play and Hodges pops up. No runs a hit, nobody left on. At the end of 4.5 innings of play, Giants 3, Brooklyn 2.
You know, after 9 innings of hustling out there on the ball field, a player kind of likes to sit back a while and relax. Well, I guess you'd go for some of the same after you've been working at the job or around the house, huh? Well, let me tell you, to really enjoy relaxing, you put a cool glass of Schaefer beer in your hand. Talk about pleasure? Man, that's it. A glass of golden amber Schaefer, tall and cool, topped off with a snowy white crown of foam. Why, it even looks relaxing. And when it comes to flavor, Schaefer's got it. The wonderful light and dusty flavor you want, but don't always find. You see, Schaefer is brewed only of rich barley malt, tangy hops, and other fine natural ingredients. So next time you're in the mood for some really enjoyable relaxing, do it with Schaefer beer. It's real beer.
Moving on to the last half of the fifth inning, Barkley, O'Connell, and Mueller go on to face Drysdale. So for more play-by-play, here's Vince. Barkley bounced out third to first in the third inning. Left-hand batter and a good one. Drysdale winds and delivers, and Barkley is hit by the pitch. Well, Barkley is by the pitch, slowly walking down to first. Before Danny O'Connell comes up there, let's pause the station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
This is WCSS in Amsterdam, New York, heard by most and preferred by most in Montgomery, Fulton, Saratoga, Schenectady, and Schoharie counties. You're listening to exciting Brooklyn Dodger baseball brought to you by Parsons Incorporated, 4 Ann Street in Amsterdam. Now back to the ball game.
O'Connell, the batter, tries to bunt and fouls it back onto the screen, on one. You know, there's a flicker of a little bit more than just an ordinary Giant Dodger ball game. There's a bit of bitterness starting to pop up now when you look back through your scorebook and start to figure. The first time Drysdale was up, Barkley sent him spinning out of the hitter's box. Gilliam, remember, went down in the dirt and then tried to bunt. The pitch to O'Connell is bunted up towards Hodges, who looks at second but his only play is to first. So the sacrifice works. 3-4. One out. Then, you remember, Hank Sauer, just before he hit the home run, Drysdale lowered the boom on him. And here in the fifth inning, Drysdale has hit Kurt Barkley. So the Giants and Dodgers are at it again. Don Mueller slid to center and lined out to right, batting 259. Barkley coming away from second. 3-2 New York, bottom of the fifth, one out. Drysdale ready and delivers, and Mueller checks the swing, and the pitch is high and away, ball one. Reese now coming in from third, cups his hands to his mouth and hollers something to Drysdale. Perhaps a little psychological warfare to make Kurt Barkley think a little bit more out there at the bag and cut down his lead. Drysdale ready. The 1-0 pitch to Don Mueller, taken for a strike. 1-1. Drysdale staring in. Now the 1-1 pitch. Mueller swings it, come back into the mound. Drysdale looks at second and goes to first for the out, and Barkley remains at second base. So with two out and Kurt Barkley at second, here's Willie Mays. Willie has flied to center and singled the left. There's a meeting at the mound. After Willie comes Ray Jablonski. Mays batting .334. He scored on Jablonski's triple in the fourth inning. Mays standing outside the hitter's box while Rube Walker comes back. Now Willie gets in. Walker settles low back of the plate and we're about ready. Two out, fifth inning, 3-2 New York. Drysdale ready. Checking second. Now delivers the curve in for the strike on one. Drysdale. Check second. The strike one pitch to Mays. Curve ball in there for the second strike. Willie took a stride, decided to check his swing, and the ball broke over. 0-2. Drysdale staring down the barrel, now turns on the rubber. The strike two pitch to Willie Mays. Outside, curve ball, 1-2. The Dodgers got two runs in the second inning. With two out, Drysdale walked, and Gillian hit one in the upper deck. The Giants picked up three in the fourth inning on a single, a triple, and a home run by Hank Sauer. The 1-2 pitch to Mays. Cut on is a high foul back of the plate. Rube Walker coming back. It's questionable if he'll have a play near the screen and grabs it. A Walker catches Mays' foul ball about 3 feet in front of the wire screen. In the fifth inning, no runs, no hits. A hit batsman and a man left on. The end of five innings of play. The Giants 3 and Brooklyn 2.
How's the supply of Schaefer? You got plenty on ice? You got some more in the cupboard? For when that beer on ice disappears? Well, you better make sure there's plenty and then maybe get an extra six-pack or two anyway. Because one thing's as sure as sunrise. If there's Schaefer beer in your house, it's bound to disappear at a regular rate. Sure, once a guy discovers the wonderful flavor of Schaefer, the way his taste buds perk up at the taste of it, and the way his eyes tell him that he's in for real enjoyment just at the sight of it, well, that's all. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it disappears. So you'd better get some Schaefer today. It's real beer.
As we go to the top of the sixth inning, it'll be Perillo, Simoli, and Neal coming on to face Barkley. So for more play-by-play for Schaefer beer, here's Vince. Carl Furlow struck out and singled to left, batting .306. He's top dog in that Dodger lineup now, looking for his 110th base hit. Then Simoli and Neal. 3-2 Giants, sixth inning. Barkley has allowed six base hits. Kurt looks in to get his sign, and we're about ready to get underway. The first pitch to Furlow bounced right back to the mound. Barkley takes it and throws him out easily. One up, one away. Mike McCormick begins to loosen up now in the Giant bullpen. Eddie Robuck throwing in the Dodger pen. Gino Simoli bounced out and singled to center, batting .294. Barkley delivers. Simoli takes his strike, going one. Boy, it's funny, but being a kid raised in New York and you sit here watching this ball game and looking at the polo grounds and your memories go wild. Strike one pitch to Gino is down low. Not just baseball. I think it's some great football games and great stars who played here at the PG. Almost see them running around out there. 1-1 pitch is hit slowly to third. Jablonski plays it on two bounces and gets his man. Two outs. Remember little Davey O'Brien when he came up to the football league with Philadelphia. Great pro-Giant football players used to run around out here. Remember the time the Giants beat the Chicago Bears playing in sneakers?
fellas like Don Hudson making great catches. Wow. Charlie Neal takes low, ball one, 1-0. Neal batting 273. Did you ever see a Fordham St. Mary's football game years ago before the war? Well, that's something you'd remember. The 1-0 pitch to Neal hits slowly to third. Jablonski, up with that one cleanly, throws, and that does it. They go out in order 1-2-3. That's kind of a funny feeling. We roll to the last of the sixth inning in this ball game, the last time these two have played at the Polo Ground. Memories. Giants 3, Dodgers 2, and here's Jerry.
You want a glass of beer? You want a good glass of beer? You want a great glass of beer? Brother, you want a glass of Schaefer beer. Because Schaefer's brewed for enjoyment. That's why. That's the whole story in a nutshell. Schaefer is brewed to give you all the enjoyment, all the light, zesty flavor, all the brilliant sparkle and zing you look for when you lift a glass of beer to your lips. And when you lift a glass of Schaefer, man, it's sunlight on a drift of snow. Cool and white and wonderful. You try it yourself. First time a thirst catches up with you. For real enjoyment, pour out a foaming glass of Schaefer. You'll see, it's real beer.
Well, you know, it's not very often that philosophy and baseball go together, but Mr. Gil Hodges has managed to combine the two. All right, Gil.
Those bench jockeys, they can sit there all day long making one wise crack after another and really have themselves a ball. Me, I'll just leave it to the other guys and take my fun after the game. That means grabbing a char and sitting around with a lucky. They're all cigarette, all tobacco, all the way through. I'd say Lucky's are the best-tasting cigarette I ever smoked.
Yes, sir, Gil, smokers everywhere find that Lucky's taste better, and for good reason. Lucky's are made of fine, mild, naturally good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. So do as Gil says and light up a Lucky. You'll say it's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Ray Jablonski bounced out and tripled the right field in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-2, batting 293. Jablonski, Sauer, and Spencer. Should anybody get on, maybe we'll see Whitey Lockman. Drysdale checking signs with Rube Walker. Now Big Don goes to his windup and delivers. Side on fastball is a high fly ball going foul down the left field line, on top of the roof and out of the park. 0-1. You know, it's funny sitting here and trying to just let the memories kind of roll by. And it's funny why you'd remember something like this. Remember Walter Brown with the Giants? Must have weighed close to 300 pounds. Strike one pitch to Jablonski is inside, 1-1. I remember as a kid sitting in the bleachers looking in the Giant dressing room one morning. Walter Brown walking around in a T-shirt and a pair of shorts. Jablonski's going to hit another high foul out of play, 1-2. And the thing that just suddenly jumped back into memory, someone had left a lighted cigarette on a chair right by the window in the Giant dressing room. And I remember I was too scared to even holler watching Walter Brown come over, and he was reading a paper, and he sat right down on the cigarette. You ever see an angry 300-pound man? The 1-2 pitch lined at Neal. One out. But boy, if I can sit here and think of things that have happened in the Polo Grounds, how about some of these fellas who've been working here so long? The most noted man, Gus Bechet, the press box custodian, has been working here for 52 years. Hank Sauer up there swings at a curve, doesn't get it, 0-1. He bounced out and hit a two-run home run in the fourth inning. That's the difference. Giants 3, Brooklyn 2. Sauer batting 261. The strike one pitch to Sauer, just outside, 1-1. Drysdale ready. Now the 1-1 pitch to Sauer. Cut on as it belts to left field. Cimoli going over in front of the Dodger bullpen now and takes it for the out. Oh, long out. Two down in the sixth inning, 3-2 Giants, and the batter, Dal Spencer. Bounced out to Neal and then to Reese. Batting 259. Drysdale delivers, and Spencer takes low. Ball one. 1-0. Drysdale back 1-0. Spencer runs up as if to bat and takes low. Ball two. 2-0. When the Dodgers bat in the seventh inning, they're due to send up Rube Walker, Don Drysdale, and Jim Gilliam. Drysdale to his windup, and the 2-0 pitch. Spencer swings and dribbles it foul outside of first. 2-1. The end of two innings is Chicago Cubs 2, Milwaukee nothing. 2-1 pitch is in there, 2-2. Cincinnati leading the Cardinals 1-0 at the end of three. The end of this inning had a complete rundown of all the scores. 2-2 pitch to Dow. Curveball got him swinging. That does it. Well, the Giants out in order. 1-2-3. Drysdale has retired the last six men since he nicked Kurt Barkley. And at the end of six innings of play, the Giants 3 and Brooklyn 2.
Well, have you seen the 1957 edition of the Dodger Yearbook? It's a dandy. 48 pages of anecdotes, stories, pictures, and records of the Dodgers. And that terrific Willard Mullen cartoon on the cover. And have you seen the brand new Schaefer Lucky Strike Baseball Guide and Record Book? Man, it's just crammed full of information. All-time records, complete rosters of all the major league teams, diagrams of the ballparks, a radio TV directory for every club, a fine piece on Pee Wee Reese and also Emmett Kelly. Boy, this is some book. Well, listen to this. Both these fine books can be yours for only 50 cents. That's what I said. Both the 1957 Dodger Yearbook and the brand new Schaefer Lucky Strike Baseball Guide and Record Book can be yours for just half a dollar. Now, here's how to get yours. Send 50 cents along with your name and address to Dodger Baseball Books, Box 119, Brooklyn, New York. That's Dodger Baseball Books, Box 119, Brooklyn, New York. Yes, sir, the biggest bargain of the year and the finest in the baseball reading league. It's a fine gift for that youngster of yours, too. And remember, this offer is being made for a limited time only. So order yours today.
Dodgers will have to make a move unless Rube Walker hits one in the upper deck. Walker is first out. And now Elmer Vallow comes out to bat for Don Drysdale. Eddie Robuck getting ready in the bullpen. So I would say unless Walker can hit a home run, Drysdale will be out of here. Rube batting 190, and Barkley delivers, and the pitch is cut on and tapped up along first. It's a fair ball fielded by Lachman, one out. So Walker grounds out, and Vallow comes up to bat for Don Drysdale. Giants 3, Dodgers 2 in the seventh inning, one out. Vallow batting 288. He has four home runs, 23 runs batted in. On deck, Jim Gilliam. The Dodgers sailing by a run, I imagine, ruefully looked back to the first inning where they had the bases loaded and one out and could not score. Vallow takes the first pitch, low, ball one, 1-0. They looked like they were going to chase Barkley right then and there, but instead, Barkley did an about-face, and he's gotten tougher as the innings go by. The 1-0 pitch to Vallow, in for the strike. 1-1. One out, seventh inning. Giants 3, Brooklyn 2. Eddie Robuck getting ready in the bullpen. Barkley checking. And delivers. And a slow curve, missing high. Ball two. 2-1. Marv Grissom begins to loosen up in the Giant bullpen. Barkley delivers 2-1 to Vallow, and Elmer takes low. Ball three. 3-1. Barkley has had shoulder trouble. He missed a turn. He was supposed to start over at Ebbets Field and couldn't do it. And he had to be pushed back when this series began. Hadn't been able to loosen that shoulder up enough, but finally, after enough heat treatments, he's out there today. Kurt, pawing at the dirt, was follow-through, tears it up a little. 3-1 to Vallow, hitting for Don Drysdale. Barkley ready, and the 3-1 pitch, taken high, ball four, and Elmer Vallow draws the walk. Third walk given up by Kurt Barkley and brings up Jim Gilliam. For Drysdale, while he was in there, worked six innings. Gave up only four hits. However, he had trouble in the fourth inning where he gave up a single, a triple, and a home run. Now we'll have a pinch runner, Don Zimmer, coming in to run for Vallow. For Drysdale, six innings, four hits, three runs. Walked a man, hit a batter, and struck out three. So little Zim at first base, running for Vallow. One out, seventh inning, 3-2 New York, Gilliam the batter. Jim had a two-run home run in the second inning. Barkley throws over to first, Zimmer back. Now, Ray Jablonski comes over to the mound to say something to Kurt Barkley. One out, seventh inning, 3-2 New York. Barkley checking Zimmer and decides to throw over there again, and little Jim has to jump back ahead of the tag. Gilliam batting 253. Barkley works the plate, and Gilliam takes outside. Ball one. 1-0. Barkley staring in. Now Kurt ready. The 1-0 pitch to Gilliam. Cut on and lined to right field. It's a base hit. Zimmer's being waved to third. Mueller's throw to third base. Zimmer stumbles. Spencer goes back to second. Not in time to get Zimmer. Don Zimmer, the fence runner, rounded second, tripped and fell down. The throw was cut off by Darryl Spencer, but his throw back to O'Connell was not in time to get the scrambling Zimmer. So Gilliam gets a base hit, his second, and Zimmer has to be content with second base, and he's lucky to be there. The run is at first and second with one out, and the batter, Pee Wee Reese. Jim Constable begins to loosen up a bit with Marv Grissom in the Giants' end, Roebuck all alone in the Dodgers' end. Pee Wee Reese has singled twice and flied to right. He's batting 233. Three 2 Giants were in the seventh inning, one out, and the Dodgers trying to open it up as they can. Barkley ready and delivers, and Reese takes the curve high. Ball one. On deck, Duke Snyder. One ball, no strike. Barkley set, checks his runners. The 1-0 pitch to Reese, taken low. Ball two. Oh, a storm warning is up, and Ray Jablonski asks for time and comes in from third. And now Bill Rigney comes out of the dugout and heads to the mound. Barkley got out of a big jam in the first inning, gave up two runs in the second, left two men on in the third on a line drive hit right at Ray Jablonski, had a quiet inning in the fourth, a double play got him out of the fifth, the Giants closed out Brooklyn quickly in the sixth, and now in the seventh he's in trouble, and they're not going to waste any more time, they're going to bring in Marv Grissom. With a two-ball, no-strike count on Pee Wee Reese and runners at first and second, Marv Grissom is coming on to relieve Kurt Barkley.
For real, real enjoyment,
hello.
Get Schaefer, Schaefer beer.
Mm.
For real, real enjoyment, ask for Schaefer.
It's real beer.
For real, real refreshment,
say it.
Get Schaefer, Schaefer beer.
Yeah.
For real, real refreshment, ask for Schaefer.
It's real beer. That's a real trumpet. That's real beer.
For real, real enjoyment, get Schaefer, Schaefer beer.
Mm.
For real, real enjoyment, ask for Schaefer.
It's real beer.
Well, say, friends, when does a batter call a pitcher an Iron Mike? Well, I'm sure you got the idea on that one, of course. It's when the pitcher is having an off day, when he's easier to hit than Iron Mike, the pitching machine. But you know, after the ballgame, both pitcher and batter have the same name for genuine smoking enjoyment, for a genuine cigarette. And that, of course, is Lucky Strike. And why Lucky's? Well, here's why. A Lucky is all cigarette, all fine tobacco. Mild, naturally good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. Have you tried a Lucky lately? You'll say it's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Now Marv is ready. The 2-0 pitch to Peewee. Cut on, a bouncing ball into Daniel Connolly. Goes to Spencer for one. Back to first. Double play. And while the double play was made, Jim Gilliam was stretched out on his chest with his feet pointing towards center field as he went flying through the air like a rag doll, desperately trying to upend Spencer and break up the double play, but he couldn't do it. So Marv Griffin comes on one pitch, closes up the seventh inning. A double play, 4-6-3. Gilliam cut down and left sprawling. In the seventh, no runs, one hit, one man left on. The Giants have come up with three double plays now, and at the end of 6.5 innings of play, the Giants 3 and Brookman 2.
Girls, if they played off for a World Series winner among permanent waves, you can bet it would be Bobby. New Bobby, the special permanent for casual hairstyles. The only permanent with special casual pin curlers. Specially designed to give softer waves than rod curlers, yet stronger waves than metal pins. Bobby's casual pin curlers are shaped to hold tight, curved to feel right, sized for ease beyond compare, made of plastic to protect your hair, colored pink so they're pretty to wear. Only Bobby's got them. And Bobby's the easiest of permanents. No separate neutralizer. Bobby's casual pin curlers breathe fresh lotion. That's all you need for casual curls, soft right away, yet strong casual curls in to stay. Remember, for your casual hairstyle, pick the winner. New Bobby, the pin curl permanent with special casual pin curlers.
End of the last of the seventh inning, Eddie Roebuck coming on to pitch to Lachman, Thomas, and Grissom. So to check up on Eddie's record and for more play-by-play, here's Ben. Eddie is making his 37th appearance in relief. He started one ballgame this year. He has a record of 7 victories and 2 defeats. And he has saved 7 ballgames. He has really shot into prominence the last month and a half or so. Boy, if the Dodgers were, let's say, well, one game out of first place or no more than 3, Roebuck has been pitching so brilliantly would have everybody talking. But he's been kind of overshadowed, except for the folks who follow Brooklyn day in, day out. He has been something. So Roebuck pitching the seventh inning, facing Whitey Lachman. Drysdale in 6 innings, about 3 runs, 4 hits. Walked a man, hit a batter, struck out 3. The runs came in the fourth. Mays singled, Jablonski's fly ball went for a triple to right, and Sauer hit a home run to left. That's it up to here, 3-2 New York. Whitey Lachman batting 251. Struck out, fly to right. Sinker ball, low and outside, ball one. Roebuck checking time. Ed is ready on the 1-0 pitch. Lachman grounds it to Gilliam. Jim plays it on a couple of tricky bounces and fires to first. One up, one away. Schaefer Beer sending you all the noise from the Polo Grounds, the Giants and the Dodgers. Valmy Thomas struck out and bounced out, batting 260. Roebuck delivers, Valmy swings and grounds it foul outside of first. 0-1. Reaction in the background. A foul ball went down there near the box seat railing. Bounced right into the hands of the park attendant. 0-1. Box two is wind up, and the strike one pitch. Valmy Thomas swings, and there's a high pop fly in a very shallow center. Snyder has a long way to come and makes it for the out. Two down. Ball was hit high enough, it seemed to hang up there. Two outs. Marv Grissom set the Dodgers down in the seventh on one pitch to Reed. Now coming up. Two out, bottom of the seventh inning, 3-2 New York. Robuck delivers, Grissom waves and doesn't get it, 0-1. The strike one pitch, Grissom swings at it, 0-2. Back comes 0-2 pitch, cut on and missed, and that does it. So Robuck puts the Giants away, 1-2-3, and strikes out Grissom to boot. The last nine Giants in a row have gone down in order. At the end of seven innings of play, the Giants 3. They have 3 runs on 4 hits and committed an error. And the Dodgers 2 runs on 7 hits and no errors.
You know, after 9 innings of hustling out there on the ball field, a player kind of likes to sit back a while and relax. Well, I guess you'd go for some of the same after you've been working at the job or around the house, huh? Well, let me tell you, to really enjoy relaxing, you put a cool glass of Schaefer beer in your hand. Talk about pleasure? Man, that's it. A glass of golden amber Schaefer, tall and cool, topped off with a snowy white crown of foam. Why, it even looks relaxing. And when it comes to flavor, Schaefer's got it. The wonderful light and dusty flavor you want, but don't always find. You see, Schaefer is brewed only of rich barley malt, tangy hops, and other fine natural ingredients. So next time you're in the mood for some really enjoyable relaxing, do it with Schaefer beer. It's real beer.
Well, Duke singled to right, hit back to the box, and bounced into a double play, batting .284. Marv Grissom in relief of Kirk Barkley delivers high and tight, and Snyder gets out of there, 4-1. .3-2 Giants, eighth inning. Grissom winds, and the 1-0 pitch to the Duke. Cut on and whacked to left field. Sauer stumbles, now comes on and grabs it at his knees. Snyder hit a sinking line drive to left, and as Sauer started to get a jump on the ball, the turf gave way and he almost fell down. Regained balance and caught it at his knees. One out. Gil Hodges has walked, bounced out, and popped up, batting .299. On deck, Carl Perillo. Grissom delivers. A half swing, and it's in for the strike, 0-1. Roger Craig throwing leisurely down in the Dodger bullpen right now. The strike one pitch. Hodges takes in there, 0-2. Curve ball breaking down and over. The strike two pitch to Gill, taken low, 0-1, 1-2. Marv Grissom ready, and the 1-2 pitch to Hodges, taken outside and low, 2-2. Giants 3, Brooklyn 2. And their finale at the Polo Ground. The 2-2 pitch to Hodges, cut on and grounded wide a third into the hole and through for a base hit. Sauer comes on to field it. Hodges makes a big turn and then holds on. So Gill singles to left with one out, and the batter, Carl Perillo. Carl has struck out, single to left, and hit back to the box, batting 305. Hodges held on by Whitey Lockman. Grissom checks and delivers, and Furlow takes a strike, 0-1. Grissom flicking his perspiration on his forehead, now looks in to get his sign. Marv ready and delivers, and Furlow swings and fouls her back, upstairs, directly back of home plate, 0-2. Tight fielding by the Giants kept the Dodgers away. Come up with three double plays. The 0-2 pitch to Furlow checks his swing, and the pitch is just inside. Ball one. Carl almost offered and held back. One out in the eighth inning, Giants 3, Brooklyn 2. Grissom checking signs, Hodges off the bag, Lockman holds him. Marv delivers 1-2, Furlow swings and loops it to right field, Mueller coming on and grabs it at his knees, and Hodges gets back to first. So two knee-high catches by Mueller and by Sauer, and we have two outs, Hodges remaining at first. The batter, Gino Cimoli. Bounced out twice and single to center, batting 293. Grissom ready and delivers, and Cimoli takes a strike on one. The end of four innings, Cincinnati 1, the Cardinals nothing. At the end of three innings, Chicago 2, Milwaukee nothing. There goes Hodges. The pitch to Cimoli is tight. The throw down to second. Not in time. So the Dodgers with two outs gambled, and Hodges steals second base. That's for Gill, his fourth steal in seven attempts. All right, two out, one ball, and one strike to Cimoli. Hodges coming away off second. O'Connell out on the grass. The pitch to Cimoli taken in there. Strike two. Gino waiting. Grissom staring in. Now Marv ready. The 1-2 pitch to Cimoli chased and missed. Strike three. Went after a vicious looking curve that broke a foot. In the eighth inning for Brooklyn, no runs, one hit, a stolen base, a man left on. The Dodgers have left seven, and the Giants have come up with three double plays. And at the end of seven and a half innings of play, the Giants 3 and Brooklyn 2.
Well, here's old Al making like a fortune teller, I bet you.
Yeah, that's right, Jer. I'd just like to ask the folks if they ever wished that they could predict the future.
You ever wish you could say, for instance, just who's going to stop off to see you and just when over the weekend? Well, of course you can't, but you can be prepared. And you can predict what'll happen if folks drop in. Sure, you can be prepared, and mighty easily, too, with a case of Schaefer beer. 24 bottles or cans, a really good weekend supply. And with Schaefer on hand, you can predict what'll happen. They'll get real enjoyment out of their visit, that's what they'll get. Real enjoyment's just what you get in every single bottle or can of Schaefer. The real enjoyment of beer that's brewed for a real howdy neighbor kind of flavor. The kind of flavor that makes and keeps good friends. So better order a case of Schaefer right away. It's real beer.
Danny is 1-for-1. He doubled the left off Reese's glove in the first inning. Walked in the third and sacrificed in the fifth. O'Connell batting 264. We'll try and duck in some scores for you in between pitches now. Roebuck checking his signs with Rube Walker and delivers. O'Connell hits the bouncer down to Reese. Peavy up with it, gets his man, one up, one away. At the end of 8.5 innings of play, the Phillies 7 and the Pirates 4. Pittsburgh at bat now in the bottom of the ninth. That's the first of two. Cubs leading Milwaukee 2-0 at the end of 3. Cincinnati leading the Cardinals 1-0 at the end of 5. We'll get to the American League in a moment. Don Mueller, 0-for-3, takes low, ball 1. He's batting 258. The Yankees leading Washington 3-2 at the end of 6 innings. The White Sox and Kansas City are tied 1-1 at the end of 3.5. The 1-0 pitch to Mueller cut on, a fly ball into left center. Snyder and Cimoli converging. Snyder calling and takes it. Two outs. The Red Sox are leading Baltimore 2-0 at the end of 7, and Detroit leads Cleveland 2-0 at the end of 5. Now here's Willie Mays. You're brought right up to date on all the action on the baseball scene. Mays today, fly to center, single to left, and fouled out. Willie batting 333. Robot delivers, and at Mays' feet, ball one. When the Dodgers bat in the ninth inning, they're due to send up Neil, Walker, and Robot spot. 3-2 Giants. Two out, bases empty, bottom of the eighth. Robot delivers 1-0, and Mays tries to golf it and misses 1-1. Has really rolled along, amazingly so, for the Giants and Dodgers. Starting at 2 o'clock. Robuck delivers 1-1. Mays lunges and belts it to left center. Snyder on his horse, going away back. Reaches up, backhands it, and it goes off his glove. Mays is around second base, heading for third. The relay to Gilliam, they hold him at third. Snyder signed up back, held a tremendous belt into left center. Snyder got his glove on the ball, took one more step, and it squirted away. Snyder actually, when he touched the ball, and as it dropped out of his glove, it dropped on the gravel at the most extreme point of the Dodger bullpen at the base of the bleachers in left center. So that thing was really hit. A two-out triple by Willie Mays off Snyder's glove. On the batter, Ray Jablonski. Jablonski batting 292. Robuck winds, checks Mays and delivers. Low and inside. Ball one. 1-0. Puts a lot of strain on Rube Walker now. Robuck, primarily a sinker ball pitcher. Rube will be trying to block anything in the dirt with Mays at third. In the bullpen, Jackie Collum and Don Besson. The 1-0 pitch, cut on and miss, 1-1. Robot winds, looks at Mays. The 1-1 pitch, Jablonski taps it foul outside of third. 1-2. Giants 3, Dodgers 2, last of the eighth inning. Robot checking. Another look over at Mays. The 1-2 pitch to Jablonski. Side on sinker, grounded foul, and Mays did a pirouette to get out of the way of that one. Count remains 1-2. The Cubs picked up another run in the fourth inning. At the end of 3.5 innings of play, Chicago 3, Milwaukee nothing. The 1-2 pitch to Jablonski. Cut on and missed, strike 3. And that does it in the eighth. For the Giants in the eighth, no runs, one hit. A booming triple by Mays, and Mays is left at third. So at the end of 8 innings of play, the Giants 3 and Brooklyn 2.
Light up the light. lucky. It's light up time. Be happy, go lucky. It's light up time. For the taste that you like, light up a lucky strike. You'll say it's the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
You know, no matter which way the hour hand on your watch is pointing, you can always be sure of one thing. It's light-up time. That ever-so-welcome moment when you reach for a lucky and strike a match. Boy, there's just nothing like a lucky and the deep-down smoking enjoyment of this genuine cigarette. A lucky is all cigarette, all fine tobacco. Mild, naturally good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. Light up a Lucky right now. You'll say it's the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Well, we have some changes for the Giants. We go to the ninth inning of the ball game with Neil Walker and Roebuck due up, so let's get right back to the action. Here's Ben.
Ossie Virgil takes over for Ray Jablonski at third. He'll hit fourth. Bobby Thompson takes over for Sauer in left field. He'll hit fifth. And so to the ninth inning, what very well might be the last inning ever played here at the Polo Grounds between the Giants and the Dodgers. Charlie Neal takes the pitch down low, ball one. Neal batting 272. Grissom checking signs. Now the 1-0 pitch. Neal swings late, doesn't get it, 1-1. The voice in the background belonging to Billy Goodrich, surprising the press of the fact that when Mays tripled in the eighth inning, it marked his 20th triple of the year. The 1-1 pitch to Charlie Neal, taken low, ball two, 2-1. The last ball player to have 20 triples in a year, Stan Musial did it in 1946. The last player to have more than 20 triples, it happened back in 1930, Adam Camerazzi. Grissom starts to wind and then hesitates and backs off. Ray Monzant and Jim Constable in the Giant pen. The 2-1 pitch to Neal, taken in there, 2-2. The Dodger bullpen, Don Besant and Jackie Collum. Giants 3, Dodgers 2 in the ninth inning. Grissom ready, the 2-2 pitch. Neal swings and hits it foul outside of third, grabbed by Ossie Virgil. Final score, the Phillies defeated the Pirates 7-4 in the first of two games today. Grissom ready. Now the 2-2 pitch to Charlie Neal. Cut on and missed, and Grissom really reared back and let that one fly. Two strikeouts tomorrow. Remember now the road TV schedule. Thursday, Friday night from Milwaukee, airtime 8:55, and next Saturday in the afternoon at 2:25 from Milwaukee. Then a week from Monday from Cincinnati, airtime 8:55. Then the 17th and 18th from St. Louis at 8:55. Rube Walker swings at a pitch and doesn't get it, 0-1. Coming out on deck to bat for Eddie Roebuck is Sandy Amorose. Grissom back with a pitch that spotted to left center field. Bobby Thompson going over and makes the play. But Walker hits one deep to left center, but Bobby Thompson was positioned right there. So if it is the last inning of the last game to ever be played between the Giants and the Dodgers, here at the Polo Grounds, if time is going to slam the door on this great rivalry over here, then Sandy Amorose has the privilege of being the fellow with his foot in the door, trying to keep it open. Amorose hitting for Eddie Roebuck. Marv Grissom ready and delivers, and Sandy jumps away. Ball one. The Giants 3, the Dodgers 2. Two out, bases empty in the ninth. Grissom delivers, Amorose takes a strike, 1-1. Grissom's control has been excellent. Marv ready. The 1-1 pitch to Amorose. Cut on and bounced down to O'Connell. Danny is up with it. He throws that buzzer. The New York Giants saying goodbye to the Dodgers and vice versa here at the Polo Grounds. And the Giants win it 3-2. And we'd be remiss to say that it's kind of a sad day for everybody concerned if this will be the final game played here. Both clubs walking off, and the Giants have the pleasant feeling of at least beating the Dodgers the last time this year. The Dodgers took the season series, and also the series played here at the PG and at Ebbets Field. But so maybe the last time we'll be walking out of the press box here at the Polo Grounds. We'll be saying goodbye to what they used to refer to as the Chinese home runs, though Lord knows why they ever want to blame the Chinaman for that. But down the right field line and the left field line and the big bleachers with the Eddie Grant Memorial out there at the base of the dressing room. And you just kind of say goodbye and let it go at that. I guess everybody has his own thoughts, and that'll do it. Final score, 3-2 New York. It's been fun. Here's Jerry.
Here are the totals for the Giants. 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error, and 4 men left on. And for the Dodgers, 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors, and 7 men left on. The winning pitcher was Kurt Barkley, now 9-7 on the year. The loser was Don Drysdale, who loses his second straight 3-2 ball game. And it was now Drysdale's record, 14-9 on the year. The Dodgers got 2 in the second on Gilliam's home run following Drysdale's walk. The Giants got their runs in the fourth inning on a single to Mays, a triple by Jablonski, and a home run by Hank Starr. So it's 3-2 in favor of the Giants, winding it up, and the season series winds up 12 victories for the Dodgers and 10 for the Giants. Well, the Dodgers go on the road now and will play 9 games on their fourth Western trip, with 6 of the games televised for you on Channel 9 WOR-TV. The televised games will be night games on the 12th and 13th, Thursday and Friday from Milwaukee, and Saturday afternoon from Milwaukee. On Monday, September the 16th from Cincinnati, and Tuesday and Wednesday, September 17th and 18th from St. Louis. All of those games sent to you on Channel 9 WOR-TV, and of course all the games on WMGM and the Dodger Radio Network. Well, friends, that wraps it up from the Polo Grounds in New York. We'll be sending more play-by-play your way Tuesday at 2:25 when the Dodgers meet the Chicago Cubs in Chicago. You'll be sure to be on hand, won't you? Meanwhile, this is Gary Doggett speaking for Vince Shelley and Al Helfer for the American Tobacco Company. Tobacco is our middle name. On behalf of Lucky Strike, a light smoke, the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. And for the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company, brewers of America's oldest lager beer, Schaefer. Between now and then, whenever you're thirsty, for real enjoyment, make it Schaefer. It's real beer.
For real, real enjoyment,
hello,
get Schaefer, Schaefer beer. For real, real enjoyment, ask for Schaefer.
It's real beer.
For real, real refreshment,
say it,
get Schaefer, Schaefer beer.
Yeah.
For real, real refreshment, ask for Schaefer.
It's real beer.
The final score again, New York 3, Brooklyn 2. And now, on behalf of Schaefer Beer and Lucky Strike Cigarettes, in cooperation with Sports Network, we wish you all a very pleasant good afternoon.